This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Four teams remain in the NFL playoffs, and that means only four teams left for you to bet on DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Counting down to Super Bowl 56, new customers can get 56-1 odds on any team. Bet just $5 and win $280 in free bets if your team wins. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps and get 56-1 odds on any NFL team. Bet just $5 and win $280 in free bets if your team wins. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps for 56-1 odds at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 years or older in Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Redline, 1-800-889-9789.
Reps of controversy for a six-pack of truth.
You're listening to Talk Sports.
Too much emphasis is put on originality. Feel free to take ideas and update them at your will. All great artists take and update, except for us.
It's true. We're 100% original.
We're not stealing content for this segment.
That's right.
Not at all.
Airing every day from
noon to 3.
Cars have four wheels. Hoodies have hoods. It's amusing to me when someone says, this is an original hoodie. Bro. It's a hoodie. It's a hoodie. I can't do this.
I'm 1340 WKGN.
I am Warhol. I am the number one most impactful artist of our generation. I am Shakespeare in the flesh, Walt Disney.
Hour two kicking off in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Hour two headlines. What do you got for us, Cam?
Oh, John, it's coming.
Okay, what?
It's coming soon.
All right.
Donda 2!
Oh, shout out to Kanye.
Kanye dropping Donda 2, he said, on February 22nd is the announced release date. So
2-22-22.
Hopefully he drops it 2-22-22.
He posted on Instagram with a picture of the house, the childhood house that he's using for Donda that he did for the show. Burning. Executive. Oh.
Trouble at Home, Kanye?
Executively produced by Future.
Oh!
So I get a toxic breakup album.
I'm all in. That's all you had to say.
Give me heartbreak music.
222. I want angry.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want heartbreak music. I don't want another 808s and heartbreak. I want a mean version of that. So 222-22, do we think that it is out before or after the end of March?
After. Trending before, after, probably.
Before. He's dropping on 222-22.
Tuesday, as some people like to call it.
I bet he does. I believe in Kanye this time to get it to us on time. He doesn't have that.
Just don't talk ill of us. What were you going to say? You're going to say something bad about Cam, weren't you?
Yeah, he doesn't have that.
Just leave him
jerk alone. Wife at home. Oh. To keep him down, keep him distracted anymore. He's a man of the music.
He's focused now. He got Future to focus him.
He's got him a new woman.
Julia Fox.
She's out there. I don't know. Mm-hmm. You see the picture of them yesterday, which, by the way, he pulled off the Canadian tuxedo very, very well.
What's the Canadian tuxedo?
Denim top, denim bottom, so like jeans and a jean jacket. He was looking flying. It looked great.
That's called a Canadian tuxedo?
Yeah. Although Julia Fox, I didn't exactly love what she was doing with her eyes.
No, they gave me weird, creepy vibes.
But she has officially named the relationship Julie.
I didn't know you got to name your own relationship.
How about this? How's this for a headline? We'll just keep going with Kanye headlines.
Yeah.
So Julia Fox officially nicknamed her relationship with Kanye West Julie, and then says she's completely surrendering to him and shut down claims they're dating for the money and clout. Honey, I've dated billionaires my entire adult life. Let's keep it real, she says. A.K.A., I don't need this.
She's what to him?
Surrendered.
She is, I don't like that. That sounds like a cult.
That's sexy. I would love a woman to tell me she's surrendering to me.
I've surrendered to you, John Reed.
How about that?
Kanye.
Between that and like the weird video of like those two and like six other random celebrities doing whatever they were doing, like they're giving me weird vibes. We might get a weird album.
I'm excited.
I mean, I'm here for it. No matter what it is, I'm here for it.
Future should produce everybody's album post-breakup. It's just, that should be a requirement. I'm here for it. I hope we get it on Tuesday. I hope so.
22. I guess we'll stay here with some pop culture news, but girl named IKEA had to change her name to stop being picked on at school.
That's just
what were the jokes were they making?
Hey, IKEA, you bring us any Swedish meatballs for lunch?
I don't know, but her mother clearly had a screw loose.
I mean, I bet that girl wasn't well put together. But, yeah, IKEA.
That was a good one, too.
Thank you.
Good job.
IKEA, huh? Interesting. Yeah. Some assembly required.
Yeah, poor girl. Poor girl.
What'd she change it to?
I didn't click the link to see. It was just a
Ashley's home furniture.
Rooms to go.
Brown squirrel is what she goes by now. She will have a continuous going out of business sale that has been happening since I was 6 years old. It's been going out of business since 1996.
God, I remember the first time I came to Knoxville. I was like, oh, they're going out of business. Like, that looks like a good place. Yeah.
Since 1996, it's been going out of business. And I remember I was so sad when I was six because I used to love going there and like sitting on all the nice recliners, and it just smelled so good in there.
You're like, oh, no, they're closing now.
Every time we drove by, I was so sad. I was like, how's it still open? Still going out of business.
Technically, everyone's going out of business.
Yeah, but they just know at some point they will, so they're like, we might as well get the sign up.
We are all day to day on life's injury report. Yeah. Remember that.
That's very true.
We are all day to day. Never forget.
I'm a limited participant sometimes as well, but.
Never forget it.
Well, NFL, we finally got some dominoes falling. Finally, we got a couple head coaches.
Okay. What do we got?
Shout out to you guys in your division. The Colts have lost their defensive coordinator.
Woohoo!
As he is headed to be the Bears head coach.
Okay, so Eberflus isn't going to Jacksonville, where he was maybe linked to go.
Mm-hmm.
He is going to Chi-Town, which, okay, so take Jim Harbaugh's name off of that list. They talked about maybe going to Chicago. So team needing Justin Fields to be groomed goes with a defensive-minded coach. A defensive coordinator has never coached before. That seems a little scary, but
it just depends on how they build their offensive staff. It's not
true.
Like,
no, I mean, it is. That's what I was going to say. It is.
Yeah.
But I mean, like,
they just said keep an eye on Philadelphia's passing game coordinator as a possible OC.
Is he good? Yeah. Like, I don't know.
I didn't really see much of a passing game from him.
I don't know if that was just because Jalen Hurts was terrible, but like, it didn't seem, maybe the receivers were open and he just couldn't get them to him.
He had the most time in the pocket.
Sounds like they had some good offensive. Sounds like they had a good offensive line then.
Maybe part of that scheme.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe.
But yeah,
I just get worried about defensive-minded coaches hiring, you know, being hired to groom quarterbacks. I just know from firsthand it didn't work with us when the Titans tried to hire Marcus Mariota to be groomed by Mike Vrabel. Just didn't really work.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure there was an offensive-minded coach did also get hired somewhere.
Okay,
Nathaniel Hackett, the Packers' offensive coordinator, is headed to Denver.
The comments surrounding Aaron Rodgers and Nathaniel Hackett are pretty interesting, where he talks about how much he loves him and hopes he wasn't going. He said, I hope he's not going anywhere unless I do. He's like, I hope he's not going anywhere, dot, dot, dot. Well, unless I do, I guess, is what he said.
Yeah.
It just doesn't feel like Aaron Rodgers would want to go to Denver. He doesn't like doing hard things. Why would he go to the second hardest division in football?
Nobody in the building brings me more joy or is more fun, Aaron Rodgers says about Nathaniel Hackett.
I hope he
doesn't go anywhere, dot, 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 pause, dot, 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 unless I do. So, that was November 11th of 2020, so like he's had a thing for him for a while. Broncos hire him. Of course, they are linked to Aaron Rodgers, so maybe that
Aaron's going to go there. He's going to get mile high every game and just let that ball fly.
Brady retires.
Yeah.
Sean Payton leaves. The Falcons are the Falcons, and Aaron Rodgers goes to Carolina.
Oh, my gosh. I would just
– The Saints did officially request to interview Byron Leftwich.
Yeah, I saw that. Which Byron, which what I saw kind of with Jacksonville, he's the only guy left that they have interviewed twice. And
but he said he wants control of the roster.
Yep.
Or not full control of the roster. He says he wants
– Fire the guy in place now.
The guy that everyone hates.
Yeah.
That, like, in their last game was the reason they were dressing up in clown mask and, like, you know, doing the in-game games and just basically talking about, like – One girl was doing like an in-game trivia, and just her answer was fire. Is it Balky? Is that his name? Fire him is what she was saying.
Yeah.
And Byron Leftwich said he's not going there as long as that guy's there. He wants to bring his guy from Arizona to like run the roster, and looks like that's gaining steam where it'll actually come to fruition.
Yeah, they want the vice president of pro scouting with the Cardinals, and he wants Adrian Wilson, and he wants Trent Bullock. Malke out of there.
Yeah.
But that's been the holdup for them. But, yeah, like you said, it is trending like left, which is going to go to Jacksonville. But smart to keep your options open, I guess, if you're him. Because Jacksonville
interviewed
Jacksonville.
Vic Fangio recently.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, they interviewed him today, according to Adam Schefter. If you are Byron Leftwich, would you rather coach the Saints or the Jaguars? Like, if you actually could get the Saints job, would you rather coach there or the Jaguars?
I feel like the Saints are closer to success a little bit.
But the Jags, but, you get a quarterback.
Yeah, but yeah, you
maybe.
Do have,
the Saints, you get a worse division. I don't know.
I mean, if I'm Byron Leftwich, I'm not looking at the AFC South being scared of it. I know, like, we know the Titans are good, but I would just think, like, hey, it's not like a division. It's not like going to the AFC West where all four teams are competent. I think the AFC South is solid, but I wouldn't be. It wouldn't deter me from going there, I guess is what I'm saying. I'm not looking at that and saying no thanks. I don't want to deal with Ryan Tannehill and
David
Carson
Mills.
Wentz and David Mills. I mean, like, yeah, it's not, wouldn't be something that terrified me. Yeah.
Well, speaking of the NFL, we and just sports in general, we actually have a whole poll of where we have the most attractive fan base of every team. In every sport. They actually did this for every sport.
Say this again?
They polled fans and got the most attractive fan base.
Like sexy attractive?
Yeah. Yeah.
In the SEC or
in
just in
the
college football?
NFL,
okay.
MLB, NBA, hockey.
Oh,
they did.
I thought you said we, as in like Tennessee won all these. Never mind.
Oh, no.
I was like,
no,
how the hell did we win? I was so confused.
I was just like, we just in general have this list. We have this information now.
All right, let's go to break. We'll come back. I want to know who the sexiest people are. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. All right, Cam, tell me who's the sexiest.
All right, what sport do you want first? NFL, MLB, NBA?
Do you have any of the criteria of what they're determining this by, like social media mentions?
No, they polled like 908 people,
okay.
Sports fans. Yeah.
Just to be like, who's the sexiest here?
Science, yeah, basically science. They wanted to know who's most attractive. I think they also asked like what factors kind of like were determined – or deemed unattractive, and, you know, stuff like that was, like, vulgar language, like, being too drunk, being confrontational,
is that
stuff
sexy
like that.
Or not sexy?
They're saying that, I imagine they're saying that's not sexy.
Yeah.
Oh, depends on your taste.
But,
I like a drunk, vulgar woman.
Not sexy.
Yeah.
I'm going not sexy.
Well, all right, I'll start in the NFL. We can start there.
Who do we think the sexiest fan base is, Charlie?
I mean,
imagine it's going to be
the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Ooh, that's a good guess.
Tampa Bay comes in at number 23.
I was going to guess Chargers.
Chargers are at...
Please be higher than 23. God.
Please be 23.
They are 13.
Let's go.
Chargers are 13th. Hayden?
All right, Hayden, can you beat me? I'm in the clubhouse at 13. Hayden has no clue what we're talking about.
Sexiest NFL fan base.
Don't tell him.
I know what Cam's talking about.
You didn't have a clue what he was talking about.
Falcons.
Falcons are number one, baby! We are the sexiest fan base in the NFL. Who knew? Except my mirror every morning.
908
I knew if Cam found this story, it was going to be Falcons number one.
It cracked me up. Yeah. They came in at number one,
so
followed by the Arizona Cardinals and the Baltimore Ravens three.
Baltimore Ravens.
I don't know.
When I think of sexy, I do not think of the Baltimore Ravens.
Not the fan base, no? I would say you've been to Baltimore. I guess you have a firsthand experience.
I don't think I saw an attractive woman at that game.
I don't think so either.
Well, what about Jacksonville and Kansas City? They come in at 4 and 5.
Makes sense.
You got Jackson Mahomes, huh?
I don't know. Pat Mahomes' wife should take them down at least 10 spots.
She kind of does it for me.
Gross.
Well, number 32 in the NFL is the Detroit Lions.
Where are the Titans?
They are at 31. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for you guys, but
that seems wrong. I don't know if the people who have done this poll have ever been to Nashville.
I see
there are a lot of beautiful women
all
running
kinds
around
of
Nashville.
Beautiful.
Well, that doesn't mean they're Titans fans, though.
Oh,
they could just be in Nashville.
Women I don't know if they're real fans, games. But they're in Titans gear. I mean,
fair enough.
Seem to be.
I can show you some sexy Titans fans.
You just gonna walk in the bathroom?
Yeah,
you
gonna
look
show
in the mirror?
Us or no? Or? Like, what are you gonna do?
I mean, I can just like go to people I know that are sexy and Titans.
Well, yeah, they had y'all coming in at 31.
Rough. Just look at the Periscope. You see two sexy Titans fans.
Couldn't be me.
I mean, I'm kind of surprised LA teams aren't up there.
Yeah,
it seems like a weird thing we're doing here. What is
LA teams were better in basically all the other sports. It seemed to be a lot better as far as the, you know, the LA teams. Like NBA, Lakers were number one, followed by the Celtics, Nets, Clippers, and Bulls. John, Hawks coming at number six. We're there.
He's got some good looking people.
Are the Heat not number one?
Heat are number seven behind the Hawks.
Man, Hawks.
This list is dumb.
Like last year,
and that was like they're just making
the NHL the Bruins,
just like last year as well.
The Bruins are number two in the NHL behind the Los Angeles Kings, and the Anaheim Ducks coming at three, Arizona Coyotes four, Minnesota Wild at five. Baseball,
give me the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Arizona Diamondbacks are at number four.
Arizona, so they had what, the number two football team,
yep. Number two football team.
Number four baseball.
I've always heard
great things about Arizona State.
The Suns are at 12.
Schools, like Arizona just.
They got the number four hockey
Is Arizona
team?
Just the most attractive state?
I hear
we make
good
that claim
about
that Arizona
too.
Just might be the most attractive state?
It's possible.
I like Southern women. I think Tennessee is the most attractive.
Number one in MLB is Atlanta Braves. Man, the Atlanta teams are racking it up on that.
I think they just asked 908 people in Atlanta.
I don't. It was lines.com is the place that did it.
Well, congrats to Atlanta.
Did they do Thank college?
You. They did not. I'll have to see if I can find one. But yeah, just off of the major sports. But yeah, baseball goes Braves, Angels, Dodgers, Diamondbacks, Red Sox as your top five.
What are Nationals, like 27?
Nationals are 27, actually, on the money.
I think you're pulling us down here, Charlie. I think you're pulling down the Heat. I think you're pulling down the Nationals and the Titans. I think they got one look at you and said, reduce the points.
Let's see where the Preds are.
If you go to the dictionary and you look up sex appeal, actually, you won't find it. That's not a word in the dictionary. But if they had it in the dictionary, hypothetically, you'd see me.
Okay. Predators coming at number 11 for hockey.
Bringing down the Predators as well.
Mm-hmm. Grizzlies, number 10 in the NBA.
Okay. Congrats to the Memphis fans.
Oh, yeah.
How do you feel about John Morant using everything as motivation? Like, he was mad last night they took off his game off ESPN against the San Antonio Spurs.
Oh, no.
And he's mad about that after the game. Like, he uses everything for motivation. It seems like it's getting old pretty quickly to
I love
people.
It.
You like it?
I love it. Yeah. Let everything motivate you. If it works, it's working, obviously. He went stupid again last night.
41 points, 8 assists, 5 rebounds as they win again, beat the Spurs.
It is kind of weird, though. Like, I know a lot of Grizzlies fans last night that were all mad. They're like, oh, yeah, they take our – I'm sure ESPN loves that they took our game off to put the Heat's blowout on. Like,
was that what got flexed for, the Heat? Because, the Heat, Knicks game. Mm-hmm. So what were they going to do, make the Grizzlies and Spurs play at – what time are they going to make them play? Like, I mean, they're going to make them play at 10 o'clock, 10:30? I mean, because usually it's like a 7:30, 10 tip-off. Either way.
Oh, I found a new part of this poll for you guys.
Okay.
The most attractive men in the NFL – Tennessee Titans, according to, I guess.
They are number one?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Look at us.
Wow, stepping up.
When they broke it down by gender, Tennessee's number one for some reason.
Where are they at with the ladies? So that means the ladies have to be like down like 50.
They don't have a chart. They don't have the chart. They just have the number one. The most attractive women fan base is the Detroit Lions, which is wild because they are at the bottom. So I guess the men of the Lions are bringing them down and the ladies, I don't know.
I would feel very offended if I was a female Titans fan. Like,
yeah.
Because you got to be getting ranked very low to be at the bottom.
It says
the
most
one
attractive fan base by a percentage greater than average. Men, Tennessee Titans. Women, Detroit Lions.
It doesn't feel like this is very scientific, to be honest.
No,
it's got lots of numbers
like
on here. It sounds
right
very
now.
Scientific to me.
Seems like it's all completely made up.
I feel
according
like
to millennials, you guys also have the most attractive fan base.
According to what?
Millennials.
So millennials Titans think the Titans in general.
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, that's the only thing that matters.
So,
anyway,
is it the old people bringing us down?
The baby boomers think the 49ers fans are.
I could see that. The 49ers fan got like.
Gen X thinks the Vikings?
I see that. What do you mean?
They give me like cougar vibes.
Yeah, what are you talking
about? Hot old women. I associate hot old women with the 49ers.
San Francisco 49ers?
Yes, always have.
What? That's just where your mind goes when you make it the
49ers. I don't know. Maybe it's the color scheme?
They do have a nice color scheme. They're like, very well dressed.
Their color scheme just makes me think of hot old women.
Okay. Okay.
That's
red and gold.
Weird, but okay.
Gen X had the Vikings for some reason. Gen Z had the Ravens.
Very scientific poll. This seems like a really stupid poll, Cam. I'm not blaming you, just want to call yourself sexy, but...
I mean, I can discredit the fact that...
Did you get to say that you're sexy since you weren't number one and the Titans were number one in the men's category?
Yeah, because I think I'm carrying the Falcons team, personally.
I would say, that, like, the women are carrying you guys.
So
what were the Falcons men?
They only had...
They don't have, like, a whole
If we're number one in men's...
Yeah.
And the Lions are number one in women's, and other teams are number one with like Gen Z or boomers, or then where do the Falcons even get number one from? They weren't number one.
Maybe they're in the top five and everything.
So they when they broke it down, it was percentage greater than average, which...
So
if you took the average, people thought, I guess y'all were more attractive compared to the average fan?
Yeah, that's
based
it.
On...
We had the biggest...
Like
gap.
Jump, yeah. So, yeah.
Okay. What a stupid
science.
That poll was brought to you by the Knoxville-based law offices of G. Turner Howard III. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident, they want to help you get the compensation that you deserve. At G3, you matter most. Visit g3helpme.com or call them at 865-401-8214 to get help now. That's g3helpme.com. Once again, g3helpme.com.
Apex Pest Control is your complete...
Back on the program, what else do we have here so far? I guess we got an official, seems like an official report from Own 3, which I guess is the new recruiting / news website, kind of the, just the same guy that did the 247 and Rivals, and is this his new venture, where he's creating a new compare that'll eventually sell out? I think that's what he's been doing, right?
Honestly, don't know.
Okay. I thought the same guy that created like Rivals then broke off and created 247 and sold it, and now he's making a new one to eventually sell. But On3 is the new recruiting site.
That is a pretty cool just little strategy.
I mean,
just keep making recruiting sites.
I'm going to say there's a guy down like in Knox, like Lower Knox, Farragut, or like the North City that did that with trash companies. He just kept creating trash companies. Then he would sell them to a higher, you know, a bigger fish. They'd buy him out and buy his customers, and then like he'd have like a five-year basically like non-compete, so he'd wait 5 years and then just build another trash company and undercut everybody and build up a new client base and then sell it again. I feel like he's done that three times, so like it's a good way to do business. But Own3 has officially reported, I guess, that Louisville has reached out to Bruce Pearl and that the interest is real.
Ooh.
Do we think this is real, or do we think this is Bruce Pearl trying to get his quote unquote wish list fulfilled? Like, I don't know what he would even want at Auburn. I guess maybe top money in the sport. If I'm like, hey, I'd kind of like to be the highest paid coach. We're number one. Also, like, we need a new arena, because I'm sure that's already been like discussed. Because I mean, they've been to a Final Four a couple years ago. You would think he'd already have them over the barrel, to quote Russell Smith. You would think they'd already have that control over them, and he wouldn't have to use Louisville to leverage. But, you know, Louisville, again, we talked about yesterday, I think is a top seven job pretty comfortably in the country.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We touched on yesterday with the money and everything at Louisville.
And Chris Mack is officially gone. He's taken, I think, $4 million of his $12 million buyout that basically he's getting just to go away early and not have to deal with the losing. Which I don't know if I'd have given up the $8 million, but if I was miserable, it might be worth it. Just be like, hey, just pay me to go away. I'll get out of here. But now Louisville interested in Bruce Pearl, and apparently the interest is real.
Feels like it's never the first guy, though.
I feel like sometimes it is.
Sometimes.
I mean, I feel like if a school is serious, and Louisville does seem to have some of the FU money that, like, Texas A&M had. Like, Texas A&M, when they wanted a coach, they're like, hey, we want Jimbo.
Yeah.
And we're not going to stop until we get Jimbo, and we're going to give Jimbo $75 million, which was a huge, huge deal at the time. Now, obviously, $75 million for a 10-year contract isn't that big anymore. It's just kind of the going rate. Mel Tucker got 10 years, $90 million for, you know, one good season. So the money has changed, but, you know, Texas A&M just said, hey, we want this guy, and we're going to go get him. And they got him. I don't know if LSU looked and said, hey, we want Brian Kelly, he's our number one choice, or if they actually wanted Lincoln Riley and couldn't get him. But USC seems to have just said, hey, we want Lincoln Riley, we're going to go get him.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes it is the first choice, Charlie. Sometimes.
I think I would believe that Bruce Pearl has interest in this job, just, you know, knowing what we do know about Bruce Pearl. I mean, the opportunity to go to what is considered, or at least has once been considered, one of the top jobs, top locations in college basketball, mm-hmm. and to rebuild that a little bit. You know, it's not a huge rebuild necessarily, but, you know, to rebuild that, to play in one of the premier conferences, even though the SEC is getting there. I mean, a guy like Bruce Pearl, I could see him really enjoying that.
Well, I mean, I think Bruce Pearl has a, I mean, this goes without saying, but he has an ego.
Mm-hmm.
I would say Bruce Pearl also has an axe to grind. I would say Bruce Pearl feels like he's been wronged by college basketball.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say so.
Now, I think we know that, you know, some of that was brought on himself and some of that was a little unfair. But, I mean, his reputation hasn't been fully undeserving. But also, I think everyone kind of acknowledges, like, he's been a consistent – I mean, pretty much since he touched down in – when was that, 05? 05, 06 in the NCAA tournament with, you know, Wisconsin-Milwaukee and made the Sweet 16. Like, I mean, then he came to Tennessee in 06. So, I mean, like, since then, he has been a – I mean, just quite frankly, a superstar. Like, he hit Tennessee and immediately changed the culture here and started winning big. Of course, you know, flew too close to the sun, barbecue, picture, lying, all that stuff, and then had to sit out for, what, 3 years before returning returning to Auburn?
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, basically outside the first year and a half and maybe, you know, last year whenever they were pretty terrible, he has been a star at Auburn too.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
When you have the likes of Roy Williams stepping down last year, Coach K leaving – there's a pretty big vacuum for star power right now in college basketball coaching. And where would you say Bruce Pearl ranks? Right now, is he bigger than Coach Calipari?
Honestly, probably. Yeah. I would say yes.
I would say he's close. But if he's not bigger than Coach Calipari, that's fine. But, like, who else is he not bigger than? Because it seems like he would be
about
number
it.
Two.
Yeah, that'd be about it, I feel like.
Unless I'm missing someone, like. Chris Beard's been solid, but, you know, at Texas, he hasn't done it yet.
Mark Few, but, like...
He doesn't have the personality. Yeah. Few doesn't have the personality. Like, yeah. Bruce screams charisma, and mm-hmm. Bruce is, like, could be the new face of college basketball, which is kind of sickening, especially considering how college basketball has treated him.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know where his win percentage ranks up, but it seems like 67%, especially when you consider the schools he's taken over. It's not like he's just, like, landed at Blue Bloods and, like, taking them over. Like, 67% of winning 67% of your games is pretty damn good.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
You won 69% at Milwaukee, 70% at Tennessee, and he's won 63% at Auburn. And, again, that's with the first 2 years having to rebuild. Like, if you remove the first 2 years of 15-20 and 11-20 out of there, and the first year at Wisconsin-Milwaukee when he's like went 16-13, he'd be a damn near 80% winner, I would say.
That's insane.
Now, he's a monster, and, you know, it sucks, but I think when you consider his road that he has traveled, I would say he wants to go somewhere where he can have a real chance of being – college basketball's elite program and college basketball's elite coach. Can he do that at Auburn? I mean, maybe. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe he can be that guy. Like, because we just said, like, right now he might be number two in the sport. Maybe number one.
Yeah.
I mean, he is number one in the country, obviously. The schools around him don't have the coaches with the personalities. I'll be like, Mark Few is a great coach. I don't even know the name of the Baylor's coach, and he just won a national championship.
Scott Drew.
Scott Drew. Yeah, I didn't know that, actually. But he's, like, not got the personality either. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, he is a hardworking guy. He says some things. But he's not Bruce Pearl, obviously. He's not taking his shirt off and doing all the things he's still even doing in Auburn. But, like, that's an Auburn. If you give him the resources that Louisville has, you know, he could have the IT program at the IT place.
Absolutely.
That has to seem pretty appealing for a guy that's been left for dead a couple times.
Absolutely. And on top of that, I don't know if y'all have ever been to Auburn, Alabama.
I have not, actually.
You're not missing much. There's pretty much nothing there except for the school.
There's some really good food.
It's an SEC school. It should. But there's nothing really there. There's nothing really in Auburn, Alabama. I would absolutely jump at the chance to go to Louisville over Auburn, Alabama.
I feel like Auburn is a better place to live than Louisville. I highly doubt that.
I don't
Louisville's
know.
Louisville kind of sucks.
Louisville's got culture, though.
Louisville's
got
a city,
like,
at least.
They have big concerts go there. They have...
Louisville's at least a decent-sized city. Like, Auburn's just the school.
Louisville
like,
is a decent-sized city and all, but it's
I've never
like,
lived there. I don't know. I've never lived
in either,
Auburn. And eventually could come down to, like, would you rather be a king in, like, a small place that might – I don't want to say Auburn even leaves him alone because I would say Bruce is running around Auburn like he ran around Knoxville and was like a king there. But, like, I don't know. I mean, Louisville seems like a better place.
Also, I mean, for Auburn, there's really not – there's nothing that Bruce Pearl can't do at Auburn that he can do at Louisville, I guess, besides just, lead a program that has more history.
History.
He's been to a Final Four. He's signed top five classes. He's been number one now. He's won the SEC, correct? So yeah, that would make it harder to leave.
I don't know. Like, you are right in a respect of, like, he can do it at Auburn. It's easier to do year in, year out at Louisville, although, like, he has been doing it at Auburn, too. So you might be right. Now he's playing, like, in a high school gym compared to, like, an NBA arena and – you know, if you give him the resources at Louisville, like, it would be bigger and easier.
At this point, though, has he set himself up for Auburn where it has become easier?
Yeah, maybe. Like, I don't know. It's so weird because, he had it rolling 26-8, 30-10, 25-6. Then last year, 13-14, they weren't very good at all. I don't know. I don't remember exactly what the reason was there. Shreve Cooper got hurt, right?
Suspended/hurt, I think. And then they were good after. And they were also dealing with a postseason ban.
Right, but I didn't know if they were just devoid of talent or what. But obviously, he's bounced back. They're 19-1. He got Kessler. He got Jabari Smith. Like, yeah. Yeah, I mean, he's obviously proven he can do that at Auburn. Maybe he looks and says, hey, like, I can be Auburn's best basketball coach ever. I might already be Auburn's best basketball coach ever. I can have that claim maybe in two SEC programs. Now, I don't know if Tennessee would say that. I mean, I know Ray Mears and obviously Pat Summitt. He's never passing that legacy. But at Louisville, at Louisville, he's not going to be bigger than Patino. But again, I think it comes down to, like, it's the size of the program. It's like one of the IT programs in the country. And I do think Louisville is that in college basketball. I do think they'd be willing to break the bank for him, too. I'm sure Auburn is, too, at this point, though, because, I mean, like, we know SEC money's crazy.
Yeah.
I know Louisville is an IT program, but it doesn't really have that same allure to me right now.
As compared to, like, who? Just anybody, that just in terms of any of the elite programs or what?
Yeah, like, it doesn't have the same allure as some of the actual elite programs.
Yeah, I mean, you could have said the same thing about UCLA whenever Rick Barnes was basically begging to get there. Like, they hadn't been very good, and Rick Barnes was like, yeah, I would have gone if they just gave me the money. Because, I mean, I think there's just certain programs that matter. Now, Rick Barnes had an affinity for John Wooden, and, like, there was some of that going, with it. And I don't know if, Bruce Pearl, who, I mean, hasn't ever been really, like, in the ACC or the Big East, like, would really give a damn about Louisville's tradition. But I just think it would be just a bigger job. But maybe it's like, hey, I can do this at Auburn.
I mean, with Coach K retiring – and, Bruce Pearl, if he did go to Louisville, he would have a chance to take over as the premier program in the ACC.
Yeah, I would actually be right to say that. Yeah. In North Carolina, it just doesn't seem like they're the same. They haven't been the same since they won the national championship, really.
Is that a deterrent or is that a positive? If you can go to Louisville.
I think that would
be
a positive.
Yeah, if you see Duke and UNC down and you're like, okay, now who am I competing against? Like, Jim Boeheim ain't doing nothing, really, in the future. And Leonard Hamilton's getting up there in age. Right. Like, I mean, like, Leonard Hamilton, they're not very good this year. Like, maybe that would be a plus. Because, like, the SEC is kind of a grind. Now, Auburn's at the top of it, and they're about to win the conference, it looks like, again, for, from the first, for the second time in, what, 4 years, 5 years? Did they win a regular season? They split the regular season with us in 17-18, right?
Yeah.
And then they won the actual, conference tournament in 19.
Yep.
So, like, you could say this is their second or third championship, depending on how you look at it. Like, they're going to most likely win the regular season, I would say.
Yeah.
Now, the SEC is getting tougher, and we know there's, like, 7 or 8 of the best coaches, but I don't know where Bruce lost. Because, again, like, I do think there's some appeal to Louisville. But like Charlie says, maybe it's died down a little bit.
Didn't y'all talk about yesterday how the top revenue in the country.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Programs. Like Louisville has everything you want. Like it's, I don't want to call it the Texas of college basketball because I don't think they've been as dysfunctional as Texas with the boosters, but it's been pretty damn bad up there with like the NCAA stuff and Papa John and just everything. Yeah. They're like, it hasn't been that bad, but they got the money by far. Auburn doesn't. Now, could they raise it? If you're an Auburn fan right now, do you care more about the football program that looks like it's not going anywhere with Harsin? Like, have you bought into basketball, or is it still like, hey, we got to catch Alabama in football. We don't really care about basketball. It's nice to have them there, but we are a football school. That's not very good in football. Because it's not dissimilar from what Tennessee was when, like, Bruce Pearl took over here. But, like, Tennessee fans are like, you know what? We actually care a lot about basketball, too. Like, and here's 20,000 people in your arena, and I know Auburn's done a pretty good job of getting the stands there, and Troy called them like, you know, one of the best atmospheres in the country, but like it's still a big difference between 20,000 and 8,000, 9,000. It's still a pretty huge difference.
I think that is a big point for sure. I do think Auburn's still a football first school, and I think, if Bruce goes to Louisville, you're going to a basketball first school that will embrace you in any possible way. And,
right.
You know, so that's got to be a factor, I feel like.
I think the only negative from this move that I think Bruce might see is he's recruiting so well in Alabama and Georgia right now, especially in Atlanta.
Sure.
And it's pretty close to Auburn. I mean, Auburn's pretty close to Georgia.
Yeah, sure.
So, I mean, I think it's going to be a little bit harder to convince some of those inner-city Atlanta guys that are absolutely, like, game-changers for Bruce, like Jabari Smith this year, to go to Louisville, to a little bit so far away from home, instead of going to any of the SEC schools that he's so close to.
On the flip side, like,
you get a lot more talent in Kentucky, too.
Well, like, also, like, I mean, like, this, I don't know how far college basketball, like, recruits would travel. Like, I don't know. But what I was going to say is, on the flip side, you would think if there was a sleeping power like Texas A&M was for NIL stuff, it would be, like, Louisville basketball. Yeah. Like, you would think they'd be able to get.
Even without Papa John.
Yeah, basically all the NIL money. And it does hurt they lost Papa. Yeah. Papa could have given them all.
Huge.
And he probably would have because he's like one of the super boosters you want, which is like, hey, I want to be at the games, I want to have fun, and I want to have my name on everything. Like, you probably would have had some, like, seven-figure basketball deals nationwide for Papa John's.
And I feel like the recruiting won't be affected a ton. Like, yeah, the distance will be a little different, but I think at the same time, like, I think Louisville is still considered, like, a, you know, good brand name. Like,
if you are looking at proximity, I do think Hayden's right there. Like, yeah. I mean, they probably bought Tom Crean down to Georgia because they thought he can get some of these Georgia guys, and then Bruce is like, no, I'm going to take all these guys.
I'm
going to get those guys. So I do think Hayden makes a good point there. Now, does Bruce have the confidence to say, hey, I can get him to come to Louisville? I got him to come to Tennessee, too?
Oh, I feel like it, yeah. And, I mean, Louisville's had success with Georgia recruits before.
Sure.
And
it's not that far. Like, it's like 5 hours really away not, compared to, like, you know, one. But it just, you know, it's a fascinating job. I think ultimately it ends up with Bruce just getting the King's Ransom to stay at Auburn, I think, just because why would you walk away from this? But at the same time, like, in college basketball especially, like, you have to do this every year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not like football where you have three good recruiting classes and you're like, okay, I'm set for a while and this is going to keep rolling. Like, in basketball, like, Jabari Smith's going to be gone next year, guys. He's going to be the number one pick probably, or at least top three pick, and you're going to have to go find more.
Maybe Kessler, too.
Yeah, I mean, can you do that at Auburn every year easier or harder than you could do it at Louisville?
Yep.
That's the question. Yep. And you just watch Chris Mack fill at Louisville, though, so like, it's not like a guarantee. But if you're Bruce, if I'm Bruce, I have the ultimate confidence. Like, I can do it anywhere. I did it at Wisconsin, Milwaukee. I did it at Tennessee, and damn sure I can do it at If I can do it at Auburn, I can do it at Louisville.
It seems like Chris Mack and Bruce are like two pretty opposite people.
No,
like
for sure. But I think Chris Mack was the top. I would have put him in like the top 12 coaching whenever he was at Xavier. Mm-hmm. Like, I thought he was really good. Now maybe if I actually break it down, it'd be more like 15 or 16. But like, I thought he was really good. I thought he was going to succeed there.
Yeah, same.
I think the first job whoever gets the Louisville coaching job is just kind of getting all these Louisville area businesses dedicated straight back to Louisville because like. Remember that big story like before basketball season about how this Porsche dealership in Louisville, Kentucky was giving Kentucky NIL deals? Like, that can't be happening.
And I think Bruce can do that.
Yeah.
Like, we know what he can do with businesses and like PR and like going out here and selling your program. So I do think he could do that. And again, if I'm Bruce, I'm like, man, if I can do that, I can run college basketball. There's nobody here standing in my way right now. Like, I could overtake Calipari.
When they see every year.
That's what I'm saying. I could win my conference, be a top three seed every year at the worst. Have that have that arena rocking. Like, I mean.
Yeah.
The more we talk about this, the more I think that he'd want to take this job.
Yeah.
It'd be hard. It'd be hard not to.
You know what I think we should do? I think we should get the Papa.
We should invite Papa in?
Papa John's party deck.
Okay.
Didn't they find out that, like...
Papa was set up.
He was set up.
He has been vindicated. He has been cleared.
I still remember reading all those articles. That was insane, that whole script from all that stuff.
The craziest thing is, like, no one's really brought up, like, hey, he was framed. He was set up.
Yeah.
He was entrapped. Yes, he said the N-word, but he was saying the N-word to say not to say the N-word. And it's still not great, but it's not like how they portray it the first time, the first go-around. It's how they did our boy Danny Ferry.
Yeah.
Where he was reading the scouting report for Luol Deng, and it's like, quote, he's got a little too much African in him. Mm-hmm. And then everyone said Danny Ferry said that, and he was just reading a scouting report.
Yeah.
And then they got Danny Ferry out of there, fired. Mm-hmm. That's how they did the Papa.
Papa John's party day.
Now he's just been eating like a pizza a day or like being weird on social media.
We get free pizzas up there at the party day. I think this is a good move for Dan.
Well, he showed up at like the Kentucky game that one time. He was a Kentucky fan. Remember? Like he showed up. I don't know if it was a Louisville Kentucky game, but he showed up like they had made the switch to Kentucky to like stick it to Louisville. Like he seems like a vindictive person, but he's someone you want on your side.
Yeah.
But we can't. Like the problem is like Papa John's no longer got the pizza. So like. Can't have
oh,
Papa
he doesn't
John
have creative
and
control.
Pizza. Well, yeah, they took it away from him. They moved the apostrophe. I don't know if you saw that. Like, it's no longer Papa John's.
It's Papa John.
Like, Papa John apostrophe. Yes, it's just Papa John's. No apostrophe.
it's not Papa John's pizza anymore.
Yeah, like, we can just prop him up as a face.
I'm sure we can still get him out there.
He did bring Louisville a national championship, and no one's ever been drunker in the history of the world
at
a sporting event than him.
Papa's party deck.
We got to determine where the apostrophe goes.
Yeah, just drop the
you
pizza.
You have like a big like king chair up there and everything, like a throne.
We do need somebody to step up. It'd be
maybe.
Cool to have a booster do that at Tennessee that loves basketball.
He's
we haven't
got
one
yet.
Go ahead,
this will be enough to derail Auburn's season a little bit.
I doubt it. But maybe. Let's go to break. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. You guys are telling me there's a product up there that turns men's hair gray?
I mean, I could be wrong because I don't actually need products like that. Because
we're talking about how, you know, Bruce looks solid. Bruce looks good in that picture they're using. You know, he's got the gray beard going. He's got the gray hair going. Charlie said, just for men. I was like, no, that's the opposite. Just for men. He tries to get the gray away. And then Hayden said, touch of gray. And I said, what's that? And
yeah, I'm pretty sure there's a touch of gray, but like, yeah, either.
Just a different color.
Even if it doesn't, like, put gray in your hair, I think it, like, evens out to make your gray, like, look better and not, I don't know.
So
I
is
think
it,
that's how it works.
So is touch of gray. This seems like, to me, in my mind, it makes more sense that it would be turning your hair from gray to naturally darker, but still leaving some gray where it doesn't look fake.
Okay, yeah, I think that's what it does. Yeah.
Where it leaves just a touch of gray. Like, we don't want you to dye your hair all the way black because no one's going to buy that. Like, no one's going to believe that you don't have any gray hair, old man, so we're just going to give you a touch of gray. Is that what it does? Because that seems more likely that it's just like me.
That makes more sense.
Or you, Hayden, just being like, you know what, I want some gray hair. Let me rub
it
some
It reduces
of this in
gray
there.
Without getting rid of it completely. Okay. It's designed to let you control the application.
Okay. So you get the little sexy salt and pepper look.
Yeah.
But not the fake, like, Coach K, jet black, I'm dyeing my hair and I don't want to admit it thing. Okay. Coach K would look weird if he just had the gray hair, though. So, like, I mean, I understand him always dyeing his hair jet black.
Yeah, just, like, balances the gray you got, I guess. And, yeah, just makes it look better.
Okay. That makes more sense. The touch of gray. It'd be a good look. I wish I could have a touch of gray.
You could just, like...
I get jealous, man.
Get some gray spray paint and put it on your head.
That was rude.
Got some breaking news for you, Charlie. Horn me, Hayden. Tennessee coach Jeff Fisher, former Tennessee coach Jeff Fisher, has a new job. He is the official new head coach of...
The Jacksonville.
I hope it's an HBCU.
ETSU Buccaneers.
The USFL Michigan Panthers. So I guess the new USFL's team, he'll be coaching the Michigan Panthers.
That's a weird mascot for them. Michigan Panthers.
I guess it's sort of like Wolverines, but a little bit bigger. Still a cat-looking thing. I don't know. It does sound stupid, though. It doesn't flow very well, the Michigan Panthers. But Jeff Fisher's finally got him a new job.
The USFL, that's the spring league?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do we know what the teams look like yet? Is there any interesting players in there?
I don't know yet. I haven't seen any roster.
We had a draft.
No, I don't think so. I did see like Birmingham has their team name too. Like the Birmingham Stallions. They look pretty cool actually. Their logo looks cool.
It's gonna flame out after a year. It's like all of them.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I mean, the XFL did have a decent little fan base. Like the XFL
there was nothing else on though.
I was
but it was doing okay.
Yeah.
Like, I think if they had made it to the playoffs, it would have made it to a second year. Like, it seemed like it was going to be okay. Like, it was doing like a million viewers.
Yeah.
And then COVID happened, and then of course it shut down. Like, I do think there is some type of appetite for at least decent football. And it was decent football. It did give you a couple of good players. Like, you know, P.J. Walker was good. And was it P.J. Walker? That was his name, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With Houston. He was pretty good. Now, the USFL, like, I don't know. And, like, you know.
We had an XFL fantasy.
How'd that go?
Thing. It was at the station.
I do remember that.
I had P.J. Walker.
Congrats. Seems like that was the best pick.
I was a big Defenders guy.
Okay.
With Cardale. Right? Mm. We had Cardale at one point.
Yep, the D.C. Defenders, yep.
I think.
I just loved betting against the New York Guardians because they just couldn't move the ball at all. They had, like, Mac McGloin as their quarterback. Yeah. Like,
wasn't Taylor Heineke an XFL quarterback?
Yeah,
he was the St. Louis Steam or Battlehawks.
Battle Hawks.
Yeah.
He would always do, like, the shake, slam, bite.
What?
I don't know what you're talking about, Charlie.
Shake, slam, bite.
So you like shake your
radio so nobody knows what you're doing.
You shaking his palm or you shaking like a beer
up?
You
shake your beer.
You hit yourself in the head with
it
and you
bite
it.
Shotgun
it, I guess?
Shotgun it, yeah.
Seems like a lot of work.
Yeah, seems like Charlie's done quite a few.
You could just open the top, you know?
Just simply open it and chug it.
It's no fun. It doesn't get the people going.
It also limits head injuries.
I mean, when I drink, I guess I don't have to be
you
look at me.
Do you shotgun White Claws?
I don't have to be a look at me guy.
You ever shotgun?
I drink responsibly.
Shotgunning's really fun. Or, you know, you.
I don't
want
to hear it. You're young.
Or you like you tape.
Is
you
such
tape
a frat bro. Statement.
Yeah.
You tape a beer to the garage door, and then you open it. So then when it goes up, it starts to pour, and then you have to back up and let it pour into your mouth.
Then sometimes we just tape them onto our hands. We tape 40s to our hands. We play Edward Scissorhands. You ever heard of that one? Edward 40 hands? You ever heard that one?
I used to exclusively
drink.
With
the drinking get complicated? What's wrong with just cracking open a beer and just drinking it?
I used to drink Colt 45s every single
weekend.
You're
so cool, Charlie.
No, it was just they were $2 and I didn't have any money. But it was like I can drink two of these and have a good night.
Yeah, if I know anything about Blue Car Charlie, it's like he pulled himself up by the bootstraps. So I hope your mom and dad are listening to all the money they probably sent you while you're in school. You listen, you not have any money. If there's one thing I know about Charlie, he came from humble beginnings. He's had to fight his whole life by himself. That's what I know about you.
Well,
hope
what,
your sweet
what
mother,
do you know about
I
me,
hope
Johnny?
Your sweet mother's listening.
She is listening, probably.
Yeah. I hope she appreciates me giving her some respect for raising you. Charlie acting like he got it out of the mud.
There were
here.
Times in college
Charlie's
that I didn't have any money
to,
and I had to drink Colt 45s,
yeah,
John Reed.
Yeah, you were appropriating culture is what you were doing, your Colt 45s. Hour 2 in the books. Let's go to break. Hour 3 on deck. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.